Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Magyanati Mirandasya Jnanan Jana Shalakaya Chakshulul Militam Jena Tashmai Sri Gravi Namaha Sri Ji Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandiham Sri Gurun Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Sirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakan Vitamcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vaisavana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanchakal Bhataru Vyascha Kripa Sandhu Vyai Vacha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 19. The Lord begs charity from Bali Maharaj. Text number 1 and 2. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Vacha Stavaita Janate Vasundritam. Kulo chitam dharma yutam jasaskaram Yasya pramanam bhagava samprapaye Pita maha kula vridha prasanta Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Vacha, words, Tava, Yura, Etat, this kind of, Janadeva, O King of the people, Sundritam, very true, Kula Uchitam, exactly befitting your dynasty. Dharma Yutam, completely in accord with the principles of religion. Jeshakaram, compete for spreading your reputation. Joshua, of whom? Pramanam, the evidence. Brigava, the Brahmanas of the Brigu dynasty. Samparaye, in the next world. Pitamaha, your grandfather. Kulavridha, the elders in the family. Prasanta, very peaceful. Palad Maharaj. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Selassie Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O King, you are indeed exalted because we are present advisors at the Brahmanas, who are descendants of Bhrigu, and because your instructor for your future life is your grandfather, the peaceful and venerable Prahlad Maharaj. Your statements are very true, and they completely agree with religious etiquette. They are in keeping with the behavior of your family, and they enhance your reputation. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj is a vivid example of a pure devotee. Someone might argue that since Prahlad Maharaj, even though very old, was attached to his family, and specifically to his grandson, Bali Maharaj, how could he be an ideal example? Therefore, this verse uses the word prasanta. A devotee is always sober. He is never disturbed by any conditions. Even if a devotee remains in grihastha life, and does not renounce material possessions, he should still be considered to be prasanta, sober, because of his pure position to the Lord, pure devotion to the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said, Kiba vipra kiba nyasi, sudra kena nyas, naya. Jai Krishna Tattva Vaita, say Guru Haya. Whether one is a Brahmana, a sannyasi, or Sudra, regardless of what he is, he can become a spiritual master if he knows the science of Krishna. Anyone completely aware of the science of Krishna, regardless of his status in life, is a Guru. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj is a guru in all circumstances. Here, his lordship, Vamandev, also teaches sannyasis and brahmacharis that one should not ask more than necessary. He wanted only 3 species of land, although Bali Maharaj wanted to give him anything he wanted. Text 1. Shri Shukra Uvacha Iti Vairo Chane Pakyam Dharma Yutam Sundaritam Nisamya Bhagavan Prita Patinan Dedham Abravit. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamandev, heard Bali Maharaj speaking in this pleasing way, he was very satisfied. For Bali Maharaj has spoken in terms of religious principles. Thus, The Lord began to praise him.
Hare Krishna. When my superiors are sitting before me, I'm feeling very, very shy. I'm feeling very shy and small. So please, if you speak through me, speak through me. Give me something to say. You should give the class. I will just sit here to represent you. Bali Maharaj spoke very nicely to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Pamande. And today, that was yesterday, but today, Lord Vamadeva is speaking to his devotee, Bali Maharaj, appreciating his exalted devotional attitude. Lord Krishna said here, the word which you have spoken it is in accordance with the scripture. And I am not surprised that you spoke like this. Because you have two qualifications here. The first qualification you have is that you are getting advice from qualified brahmanas who belong to a Bhrigu family. So I'm not surprised by your wonderful devotional offerings, their devotional qualities. It befits exactly your teachers. What else is expected from a bona fide disciple who has a bona fide guru? What else is expected? It cannot be less than what Bali Maharaj is doing. So Krishna identified the source of his speech. Krishna identified that. You spoke according to the scriptures. You spoke exactly befitting the brahmanas who trained you. Because you are perfect. And you are a perfect disciple. Therefore, like the sages and the missionary told Sudha Goswami, you have gotten all the blessings from your guru because you are a gentle and submissive disciple. It is not only a guru that has bona fide qualities. The disciples should also be bona fide disciples. This is what is happening here. When there is a bona fide disciple and a bona fide guru, there is always transcendence. That you can see through the history of our Vaishnava culture. Sukadeva Goswami is bona fide guru. Parisima is bona fide disciple. What happened? Transformation. Immediately, Krishna was planted in the heart. Immediately, Krishna was manifested in the heart of the hearer. This is the test to look at the qualification of the speaker and the qualification of the hearers. Both of them must be bona fide. And so, Bharisa Maharaj said, "My dear Gurudev, something I couldn't do for a moment, I have done it for a week. I couldn't control my taste for a moment. But I'm sitting here for 7 days, I'm not feeling thirsty. I'm not feeling hungry. I'm not sleeping. In this way, you have planted Krishna in my heart. Therefore, the magical creation of the boy, let it come upon me immediately. I have no fear." Transformation, it is not just an exercise. It is not just an exercise. It is a science full with potency. So Krishna said, "I am not surprised. I am not surprised that you can speak like this and you can act like this. I'm not surprised. This is your fortune." The second fortune Krishna mentioned here, the second fortune of Bali Maharaj, Krishna said, "Pita Maha Kula Vridha Prasanta." Pita Maha Kula Vridha Prasanta. Your grandfather is what? The family you are coming from, the family, the family of your spiritual teachers, they are bona fide. The family of your own lineage is also bona fide. Your grandfather is what? It's a prasanta bhakta. Mahanta starts matita prasanta. So, what is expected more than what you are? Bali Maharaj is my pure devotee, Sanacharya, and you come from that family. In other words, Krishna is teaching. We should be like our gurus. We should be like our mentors. We should be like our father, our parent. Disciples should resemble the teacher, the guru. Not in size, not in height, not in color, in devotional quality. This is what Krishna is using this situation to teach us. And then in Prabhupada started. Prahlad Maharaj is a vivid example of a pure devotee. Someone might argue that since Prahlad Maharaj, even though very old, was attached to his family and specifically to his grandson Bali Maharaj, how could he be an ideal example? Therefore, this verse uses the word prasanta. A devotee is always sober. Prahlad Maharaj is always sober. Always. Even if new non-devotees see Prahlad to be attached, a devotee is not attached and not detached. That is a devotee. A devotee is sober because purity or perfection does not depend on time.
Sometimes he's pure, sometimes he's not pure. It is not like that. It is always. It is always. So Prahlad Maharaj is always a pure devotee. Therefore, his activities are always transcendental, and pure devotees will always like to follow in his footsteps. He is never disturbed by any conditions. If Prahlad Maharaj is not a devotee, how was he able to tolerate the torture which was given to him by his father? Who can tolerate that? Only a pure devotee can tolerate or have the experience of Prahlad Maharaj and remain fixed in Krishna consciousness and never for a moment shifted in his faith, in his devotion, in his character. Never for a moment Prahlad feels, what is this? He never felt like that. He is completely fixed in Krishna consciousness. Because Prahlad's situation is that he is seeing, his situation is not just, or his fearlessness is not just theoretical and not philosophical. His fearlessness is due to his purity. He is seeing Krishna face to face. So his position is fixed. His fearlessness is fixed. The fearlessness of non-devotee is artificial. The fearlessness of Prahlad Maharaj is fixed, is transcendental, it is pure. No situation can change his Krishna consciousness. Nothing, good or bad. He's not affected by good or bad situation. He's above duality. Therefore, Lord Krishna glorified him here by using the word prasanta. He is a sober person. It's not the quality you can purchase in the market. And Prabhupada continued, even if a devotee remains in grihastha life and does not renounce material possessions, he should still be understood to be prasanta, sober, because of his pure devotion to the Lord. In Grihastha Ashram, we have Paramahamsas. Paramahamsas are not only in Sannyas Ashram. In Grihastha Ashram also, they are Paramahamsas. You can find Paramahamsas. So, the materials status, it is just to help us organize our life in such a way that we can be able to practice our Krishna consciousness to attain the goal. The ashram we belong is not the goal. They are all material positions to help us attain the goal. Therefore, do not look devotees on the material platform or the body. See devotees internally and see where they belong. If you don't see internally, you'll make a lot of mistakes. You consider a pretending sannyasi to be a pure guru, a pure devotee, and a qualified sannyasi, a householder to be a sense gratifier. Look at the qualities internally. In our system, we have so many paramahamsas in the household ashram. At what stage Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura renounce her? At what stage? When did he renounce? At what stage Bhaktivinoda Thakura renounce and became a Babaji? At 70. At that stage, he was just preparing to leave. He was just preparing to leave. So all along, who he is? All along, before this stage, what was he doing? It's a Paramahamsa. So Krishna consciousness does not depend
on material facilities, geographical considerations, on the body. It is completely beyond that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said, whether one is a Brahmana, a sannyasi, or a Shudra, regardless of what he is, he can become a spiritual master. The qualification is what? If he knows the science of Krishna. He didn't mention here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't mention, if he's a sannyasi. He didn't mention that. If he knows the science of Krishna, one who knows the science of Krishna should become a guru and teach the whole world the process of Krishna consciousness. This is our system. And at the same time, although this facility is there and this position is there, at the same time, we can also get householders who are afraid of taking sannyas. And we don't take sannyas because they are afraid to fall down. This is a qualification for a sannyasi. First qualification, fearlessness. Not worrying about my situation, my position, my shelter. That is not at all necessary for a sannyasi. A sannyasi should be fearless. He should fully depend on Krishna and preach Krishna consciousness. Anyone completely aware of the science of Krishna, regardless of his status in life, is a guru. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj is a guru in all circumstances. Here, his lordship Vamandev also teaches sannyasis and brahmacharis that one should not ask more than necessary. He wanted only 3 species of land, although Bali Maharaj wanted to give him anything he wanted. Vamandev said, I am satisfied with 3 these species of land. I'm satisfied with that. I don't need more. So sannyasis should not have more than necessary. Or devotees in general, because we are all going to the same place, so we have to follow the same situation, the same system, the same place we are going, so we have to follow the same thing. Devotees should not have more than necessary. Have what is sufficient to keep the body and practice Krishna consciousness. That is sufficient. We have many acharyas in our line who taught this process, this principle, with their own practical life, like Ramanuja Acharya. Ramanuja Acharya, he eat only 4 chapatis a day. Not at a time, at a meal, for a day. 4 chapatis. And after he got his magnificent, wealthy temple, he maintained his 4 chapatis. He did not increase it. He maintained his 4 chapatis. That is a prasanta, a sober person. It is not that he was just eating 4 chapatis because there were no money at that time. Now there is money, I can increase it. That is not detachment. That is not renunciation. He eats only 4 chapatis and he maintained the 4 chapatis at all circumstances. At the good time and at the bad time, he maintained his position. 4 chapatis, finish. It's an acharya. And one day, one of his disciples asked him, Guru Dev, you have written so many books, you have given so many lectures. How will we be able to read all these books before we die? So many books you have written. It's our duty to read the books, but look at the duration of our life and look at our situation. We don't have the intelligence to read. So many Hare Krishna devotees does not read.
1.7% of devotees read. Only 1.7% of Hare Krishna devotees read. Is it a pass mark? 1.7. Who wants to have that as a student, as a mark? This is nothing. So the disciples are asking their guru, how will we read all these books you have written? In other words, they are afraid. Which book am I going to start reading? Because all of them are wonderful. Ramanujacharya said, my dear student, listen to me. All the books I have written, all the lectures I have given is only one word. A whole book like this is one word? This is one word? But Ramanujacharya is telling lies. All the lectures I have given and all the books I have written is only one word you find in my books. Acharyas, they have their expectations. They have their goal. They always look in the audience, in the audience, among all the disciples they have target. Although they are speaking, you are looking for maybe one. And Srila Prabhupada did the same thing. Srila Prabhupada said in the prefix about Gita, if one person can become successful in Krishna consciousness by reading Bhagavad Gita, I will consider my attempt to be a success. He's not looking for one pure devotee. He's looking for millions, but it's not so easy to get millions. So they said, if I can get one, I will consider my activities a success. So Prabhupada established deity worship. He established studying the scripture, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, all the scriptures he gave. Sankirtan preaching, Harinam, book distribution, and college preaching, food for life, and what? And what? All these things Prabhupada did is to look for one pure devotee. So Ramanujacharya said, it's only one word I have been speaking since. Not two, not three. Only one word I've been speaking. What is the word? Surrender. Surrender. So Ramanujacharya has been looking for a surrender soul throughout his life, in all his activities, to look for a surrender soul. A disciple, he's speaking to disciples. Among the disciples, I'm looking for one who is surrendered. We know that surrendering has six qualities, not just the environment, the temple where we are. That is not necessarily surrender. All the rituals you do in devotional service, nor the attire. All these are external things that are necessary to groom us to be fixed in the ultimate activity, loving devotional service to Krishna, pure devotional service to Krishna. So Ramanujacharya said, I have been looking for one surrender soul. And when he said like this, it was very difficult for the disciple to understand. What difficult? How can you say you are looking for surrender soul? All your book is just only one word, surrender. So what do you mean by surrender? Are we not surrendered? We have been following you for all these years. What are we doing? Are we not surrendered? So that question, Ramanujacharya did not answer it with philosophy. He demonstrated it physically. At that time, a non-devotee, non-disciple, not even a brahmana, materially speaking, a person that is not recognized in the society was passing, and Ramanuja Acharya said, call him. And he came. All the disciples are there. All the disciples sitting there, all sannyasis. They were sitting there. And Ramanuja Acharya just used his hand. Immediately, the devotee fell flat on the ground. Completely flat on the ground, without reservation, and Ramanuja Acharya gave him pure love of Godhead. Can you see? Was it the philosophy? Did he recite 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita to him? He just showed him hand. Immediately he was flat on the ground. He got pure love of Godhead. Still, devotees were still not convinced. They were still bewildered. They didn't understand what is he doing. Ramanuja Acharya, he took prasad and half of it he threw it inside the river. And a fish caught the prasadam, ate it, and instantly developed four hands and went back to Godhead. All the disciples saw, what is this? Gurudev, we have been following you for all these years, doing service, no four hands, no Vaikuntha. Why this fish? The fish, which more the fish belongs to? Goodness? Huh? The fish in the mood of goodness? Or transcendental, like all of you? All of you transcendental devotees? Was the fish transcendental? The disciple, Gurudev, what is this? Ramanuja Acharya said, I am just teaching you the potency of Mahaprasadam. But why would I not get it? We are eating every day. Why? Ramanuja Acharya said, because you so-called transcendental people, you have crooked intelligence. You are not surrendered. When I give instruction, you twist it. You do it this way. You do it when you like. When you like. Whenever you like. How you like it. You would never do it as I like. You are crooked. The fish doesn't have these qualities. Therefore, the medicine act upon the fish. Human beings, crooked. All big philosophies, big wonderful, powerful activities. What is the surrender? We are doing something for somebody, so ask the person if the person is pleased. We are doing devotion for Krishna. Ask Krishna if he's pleased with our devotion, with our offering. So ask him. This is what our acharyas are teaching. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Questions? Please. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Because you are sitting there. Yes. Yes. Hidden in Vamande's word, he has some hidden things, some cheating inside his statement. Thank you for identifying that. He has intention speaking like this. There's something in his mind. I didn't mention it because I don't want to speak the next verses for people. I want to remain where the verse is. He has his intention. He is glorifying him. He is raising him up so that what he would bring his real intention, Bali Marai will not say no again because he already captured him. So is the man there teaching us crookedness? No. He's not teaching us crookedness. You see, if you are going to deal with demons, you have to use their language. Eh? You have to use their language. There is a saying that when a cunning person dies, it's a cunning person that will bury him. Is it not? Because he knows the character, the attitude of the person. That principle is good in everything that we do. When Lonnie Telena Prabhu delivered the thief who came to rob him, see, Nityananda Prabhu sent him back to go and preach to thieves. Because he knows their language. Go and preach to them. He didn't ask him to preach here. He sent him back to his group. You go and preach to them. That is the science. Okay, last question. Here we go.
Yesterday also I attended your class.
Yesterday?
In the class, you mentioned the same thing there as well. Most of our devotional activities are becoming more of superficial, more external. And that could be the reason that surrender is not coming. What do you think they are going wrong in terms of following Prabhupada's instructions?
I didn't say there's no one surrender soul. I didn't say that. Well, what is there is that we are not looking for the goal. We're just becoming attracted to the external thing. The socialism, in Christian consciousness, the social aspect is there. The philosophical aspect is there. There are many things like this are here. So, you see, bhakti is available, like you go to market. If you go to market, you will never get the thing you have in the mind as the only thing in the market. If you go to market, you are going to get so many other things there. But it is your duty to look for the thing that took you to the market. And many of us are forgetting what brought us inside. So we are simply satisfied with the external things and considering that to be the bhakti. We should go deep. Then we'll get it. Skonfan Acharya Jagadguru Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Nitai Gopi Manande.